Welcome to the Leadership Podcast, brought to you by Life West, the Chiropractic College. I'm your host, Dr. Ron Oberstein.
And I'm your host, Dr. Mary Oberstein.
And we're excited to have you join us as we bring special guests in the world of health, leadership, business success, and chiropractic. Our mission is to create a brighter future for humanity, and we are thrilled to walk this journey with you.
Enjoy this episode, and thank you for being with us today.
Well, hello, everybody. Dr. Ron Oberstein, president of Life Chiropractic College West, here with you, along with my partner in life and health and everything else, Dr. Mary Oberstein.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Mary. Welcome to another edition of our Life by Life West. Today, we've got someone that I had the pleasure of hearing speak in Oklahoma City a few months back. And I more than anything fell in love with the spirit of this dynamic chiropractor, Dr. Alaysha Young. Alaysha, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. We're thrilled to have you. And hang on to your seats because you're going to be in for a very, very cool talk today because Dr. Alaysha has been doing amazing things. She's a young graduate, graduated from Parker in 2017, spent her first year in Dallas, and then went up to Wichita for her second year where she associated with Dr. Devin Verana. Is that correct? It was Devin?
Yes.
And then came to Oklahoma City where she was born and raised, at least raised, I know, partly,
yeah.
and started her own practice. And her practice is 3 years now has just taken off huge, large family practice, just doing amazing things, taking care of lots of kids, 50% children, and, involved in all the right places if you want to get involved with kids, ICPA, Birth Fit, even spinning babies, which I didn't even know about, and I learned about it just this morning, but just very cool. So certified and doing all kinds of great stuff and bringing wonderful things to her community in Oklahoma City, along with to the profession. So Dr. Alaysha, welcome to Life by Life West.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. My God. So family practice, right?
Yes.
Tell us about your practice.
Yeah. So I started out wanting to see just kids, but we actually see a little bit of everything. We do see about 50% kids, but we try to cap it at that so they don't take over or anything like that. But we see a lot of moms, dads. We just have a lot of fun here. So it's always a good time.
That's great. And tell us a little bit more. How many staff do you have?
I actually have three or two and a half. And so I start out with one and then we continue to grow. But with the third person, it has been so nice as the only doctor in here. And she's the third person. It's almost like my assistant just to help me with life in general and more of an office manager. And then we have one that's a baby holder. So she helps hold babies and helps with flow and calms the kids down. And then one kind of checks out people and makes appointments.
So really one is on the floor with you, baby holding and doing
stuff
with kids and kind of rounding them up or doing what needs to be done. Right.
Yes.
And then the other is your assistant. So I like the idea. So that person handles even your personal stuff, whatever needs to get done.
Yeah.
Handles that. Wow, that takes a lot of stress.
Yes, it's been so nice. She even the other day did my title for my car. And so I just realized I had so much going on and that I needed to kind of have someone help me and stop saying yes to everything. And she's just been a really, really, helpful hand in the practice.
That's great.
Yeah. And then if someone has to leave or is on vacation, it's okay. And so that's nice too.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what are your hours? What time is the office open?
Yeah, they're Monday through Thursday, 9:30 to 1, and then 3 to 6.
Monday through Thursday. So then you have Friday, Saturday, and Sundays off.
Yes, which is good. So nice. I started out working Fridays, half days, and I realized by Thursday I was just exhausted and I wasn't giving my all on Fridays. And so I just decided to have a long weekend. I also really love to go to seminars. And so that gives me opportunities to do that as well.
Yeah. Right. What I love, Alaysha, is that you're really about balance.
Yeah.
you know, about mm-hmm. keeping the balance within you so that you can then serve more, right, and be better yes. at what you do, and keeping that. And I will say this, you know, Mary, I feel like, you know, that Dr. Alicia, your generation is very much about that, because mm-hmm. I see it in our kids, and I see it, you know, in a lot of our graduates going out, that, you know, it really is about having that balance to be able to take care of yourself. I mean, back in our day, you know, you remember going back to the 80s, you know, I mean, we would be there till 10 o'clock at night if people were still coming in, you know, and just there really needs to be that balance. And I'm not saying that's healthy at all, because I don't think I love it. I love that the balance is there, you know, which kind of flows into like perspective, right?
Yeah.
And I venture that it's not all, you know, lollipops, unicorns, and balloons, you know. There had to be challenges as you, especially, you know, 3 years in practice, you know.
Yes.
Can you share those?
Yeah. So my philosophy or thought process on practice, and someone spoke about this at Focus a couple of years ago. It's a children's book, but it's good luck, bad luck, who knows? And there's been times, especially through school, where I didn't know if I could make it through. I didn't know if I was going to finish. I just had so much going on. And I actually even, you know, failed a class and had to go back a try, and it all worked out so well for me. And then in practice, a year into practice, I had built this beautiful space that I loved and poured so much into it. And a hot water heater busted on the second floor. Wow. And I get a phone call and the whole building's just gone. Like, it's just, you know, complete loss. And so that was, you know, devastating to lose your practice that you'd put so much into. But that moment was really hard, but I've learned so much from it, and it's pushed me even further because of that. So
hopefully you had insurance.
Yes, but I learned to raise my insurance because the loss was higher than my insurance, but it did help me.
So tell me what happened? Like, I got a hot water thing, but how did you recover from that? And like, first of all, how did you recover emotionally? Obviously, it was like losing, you know, like, you know, I know how practices are, right? They're almost like your family, you know, kind of thing. And then how did you recover practice-wise also?
Yeah. So emotionally, that was the hardest thing, is when you walk into the building and the water was up to my knees and the ceilings were coming down, and I see the kids' drawings like these everywhere, and it was Valentine's Day, so we had hearts everywhere, and it was just such a mess. But I, you know, I broke at that moment and had to really build myself back up. But then I started calling around and I said, hey, who has a space for me? I have mamas that I have to see. Like, we have people that are having babies and these kids need me. Where do I go? And within 2 days, I found a new office in the middle of an ice storm in Oklahoma City. Everything was shut down. I get a truck. I'm hauling things 25 minutes north to this new practice. And we opened up 2 days later in a new space. When the rest of the city was shut down. And so we just started going from there.
Is that where you are now?
Yeah, that's where I'm at now.
So I got a question, Maria.
I have a question too. So go ahead.
you go first. You go first.
Well, that's amazing, because I had that same question. Like, I want to know how you pivoted. And I literally wanted to know the logistics of timing. Like, was it? So it was 2 days
that
you found the space.
Yeah.
So obviously now, looking back, like, you're in the perfect space now.
Yes. Well, I love the space and I'm so grateful for it, because it's about double the size of my first practice, which my first practice was 600 square feet. And we were seeing about 250 people a week out of there. And so it was really small. We were making it work. And now we're about double that size. But we're ready for a new space. And I've actually been in the middle of closing a new building that's around 7,200 square feet here in Oklahoma City. So I'll have my space. I'm also going to sublease that building. So
my real question was, how did that event change? How did it change you?
Yeah. So when you lose everything, you know, everything that you love, it makes you realize how important it is. And I never take, you know, a day for granted when I walk into this office.
That's beautiful.
That's great.
And my question to you is this, is like, you know, you're a Cairo kid.
Yes.
A chiropractor. I'm at Oklahoma City, young. Yes. So Tim, who's a very dear friend of mine, I've gotten to know your dad. year and a half, just in a very deep way. You know, like we have a romance, I think, you know, and an easy man to do that with. Like, did he just want to rescue you? Was it like, you know, I'm just thinking with me, Alicia, if it was one of my kids, I'd be like, get in our office for now and go find your own place. But was it, you know,
he's always done such a good job at letting me find my own path. Yeah. Even in undergrad, I knew I wanted to work with kids. I thought about doing something with special education, speech pathology. And I finally found chiropractic my own way. And when I called him and told him that, I didn't even think he was excited. He was just very nonchalant. So he's always had that mentality of like, this is yours, like make it your own. I'm here to help you, but you've got it. And that's really helped me because he's never pushed me into being like him in any way.
Yeah. Yeah, but how about with the practice? I mean, I'm talking about the building, not the practice.
Yeah. So he offered me a space, but I didn't want it. I was going to do everything I could, which is amazing. I love his practice, but I knew I couldn't be my authentic self being in his practice. Yeah. I knew all the kids running around and the moms, it just wouldn't work for what I wanted. So he offered that, but I had to find something else.
So I just want to honor you for that.
Because, oh, me too.
Because the path of least resistance is to take that rope that's hanging down where you could literally walk into a practice, into an office, you know, and bring your practice with you, you know, and do that. Of course, you'd have to kind of figure out how to modify that, right? Because you're too busy offices. But, you know, I just want to just acknowledge that to not take that path of least resistance, you know. That it would have been so easy just to do that, but you knew in your heart that it just wasn't the right place.
Which to me shows that you're very grounded, which I kind of got that from you anyway. And like Ron said, like, you know, it would have been probably easier to let your dad kind of like quote unquote rescue you and say like he'll take care of a lot of this, but good for you for being strong enough to say like, no, I need to go where I need to be for me.
Absolutely.
That's so cool.
I love it. Which kind of leads us to like, you know, how do you bring yourself? What you said something a second ago. You said, if I would have went into my dad's practice, that you didn't feel you could be your authentic self, right?
Yeah.
And I know that means a lot of things to a lot of people, like authentic self, you know, that it is a word that's very popular right now, or words that are popular. But if we stepped away from that and just said, how do you bring yourself into your practice? Like, what does that look like? How does that show up? And, you know, have you had struggles around that, you know, just even on different levels?
Yeah. When I first graduated, I worked with two different offices that were absolutely amazing, but very different from how I practice now and what my space looks like. And so I was glad I got to see that. I learned so much, but I realized I didn't feel like I feel the most confident in my practice now, like more confident than out in the world because this is my space. And so when I stepped into this practice, I said, you know, what does Young Life Chiropractic look like? What do we sound like? What do we smell like? What is the whole experience of my practice? And so everything has a purpose, to the music we play, to our coloring sheets we make, to the bubbles we have outside, to the chalk. Like we try to speak Young Life Chiropractic. So,
and it makes a difference.
Yeah.
And I've always said, like, even down to your team, if you have one team member who's not like jiving in your office, and you're walking into your own practice and you don't want to be there, or you have a feeling, or you're just like, it's just something's not right.
Yeah.
Then you can't really be your authentic self.
Yeah.
It sounds like I don't know how old you are, but like you've learned early on in your young life, pun intended, that is so important, of literally saying yes and no to everything.
Yeah.
And intentionally growing your practice, which sounds like what you're doing.
Yeah. And being intentional about, you know, who we want in our practice too. We have avatars. And so when we're talking on social media, we're doing something, we're saying, is this speaking to Lux, which is the 6-year-old little girl that is struggling with health problems, or we've got a whole story behind these people. And so we always try to speak to these avatars in our practice and who we want to bring in, because we're not for everyone and we can't see everyone. And that's important too.
Yeah. So tell me, where... Well, you talk about your avatars, because I think that's That's phenomenal. You know, obviously you want to make sure that the right people are coming into you, right? And you yes. want to advertise to them or get yes. your message out to them, right?
Yeah.
What'd you do? Tell our viewers what you did to create them.
Yeah, well, I sat down with one of my assistants. This was when we first opened. I said, you know, who do we want to see? Who does this speak to? And we wrote out and drew on a poster board this little girl named Lux that has learning disabilities and all of this stuff. And so we try to, you know, would Lux feel comfortable in this space? Would Lux be happy in this space? Our other one is a pregnant mom that's going through a huge transition in her life because we love seeing pregnant women and seeing them transition into motherhood. And then the other one is a millennial. We call them a geminial, but a young adult that is just really trying to find themselves and trying to find health. And we want to be the answer to that.
That's great.
Great.
I love it. You mentioned social media. Like, how do you get your practice out? How do people know about Dr. Alaysia?
Yeah. Meeting the right people, making connections. It's not about just going into a business and handing a card. It's about going in there and having a conversation, asking them questions about what they do, seeing if they want to go get coffee. That was when I first opened. My mom would always tell me, she was like, you have a sneaky way of putting in that you're a chiropractor into everything. Like, I have two dogs named Webster and Cairo. And so even I go to dog parks and they're like, oh, your dog's so cute. I'm like, yeah, I'm a chiropractor. So it was just really getting out there and just, you know, making connections with people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also doing like the birth fit and, you know,
this, yes.
right. That the, yeah. you got invested into communities, right?
Yeah. When I first came here, even before I opened my practice, there was a 405 birth workers conference. And I was going to go to it. And then all of a sudden it just turned into, they're like, do you want to speak? I was like, oh, sure. You know, have you opened my practice, but I'll speak. And it was a bunch of OBs and midwives. I was the only chiropractor. And through that, speaking at that conference, I got to meet so many amazing people that refer to me all the time. Like most of our practice, it's all referral based, but families. But we get a lot of referrals from OBs, midwives, pelvic floor physical therapists, pediatric physical therapists. And then once they see a huge difference in their patients and that what they do is working even better when we add on chiropractic, they refer. So,
yeah.
So do you feel like you have a good enough base now of yeah. patients?
Yeah.
Do you call them patients or practice members?
I call them patients.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. Okay. Do you feel like you have a good enough base now where just like mostly from those outside referrals and then just the people yeah. in your practice referring that yeah. is just self-generating now?
Yeah. So we're having a hard time keeping up, which is a great problem to have. And yeah. I'm actually hiring another chiropractor. So I'm excited about that. Just put that on social media. So I'm ready to bring someone else on.
What a great.
So, you haven't found the person yet then?
No. Okay. Yeah, we just put it out yesterday and we've had quite a few people apply. So we're excited.
Yeah, well, I got a feeling that there's going to be you're going to be very picky on who you allow.
Yeah.
come into the space that you and your team have created.
Yeah, absolutely. It's important to have the right person in the practice.
So you had mentors. I mean, obviously you associated for a year in Dallas and you associated a year in Wichita, right?
Yes.
You know, and then you came and did your own thing. You know, do you see pieces of what you've been around, or have you just created your own avatar that's just totally, you know, I like the idea, you know, we talk about avatars and avatars are always like a person. By the way, it's one of my favorite movies of all time. And one of my closest friends said, have you ever seen Avatar? Have you seen the movie?
Yeah, I have.
Okay. So one of my friends said to me, he's a chiropractor, said to me, you know, if I met someone who didn't like that movie, I don't think I'd be friends with them. It was so chiropractic, wasn't it? The tree of life and all
that. So good.
But avatars can be practiced. I don't know. I don't know if it's germane just to, you know, to a figure or whatever. I don't know what to say. But when you created your avatar for the practice, for what you want, obviously this person's going to have to fit in. When you created your avatar for who you wanted to serve, did that create a practice, or did you create the practice avatar and then decide who you wanted to bring in?
I think I decided who I wanted to bring in first. I think I had a vision of these people that I wanted to see. And then we built the practice around that. And that also came from being an associate at two different practices, because coming right out of school or before I graduated, I was like, I want to open my own practice right away. And I just got amazing opportunities. And I heard this little voice in my head that said, you're going to do this. And I said, okay. And so I got to work with two chiropractors, and it showed me, you know, what I really wanted to.
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay. So when I speak to students, and they talk to me about Life by Life West, and they're the ones who brought it up to me and saying, like, we know we want to hear more of the struggles and how people overcame them. So besides the flood, I want to kind of rewind a little bit. Besides the flood, which was major, are there anything, like, I want you to kind of speak to the it wasn't all just so smooth where you just like did everything so easily and then here you are seeing all these people.
No. It was a challenge. There was a journey, especially thinking that I was going to open up my own place and then, you know, not knowing exactly my timeline and being in one practice, transitioning to another practice on a whim. I was actually on a mission trip and Devin Verona hurt her wrist and she was like, hey, I need you to come to Wichita and help me. And so I went pretty fast to Wichita and that was a big change. And then opening up my own practice, you know, just finding a location is rough and finding the right space. In the build out, there's always issues with the build out. There's always problems. It always takes longer than you think. And so even just, you know, hiring people, I lost two of my staff members at the same time. And that was really, really rough because I hired two new girls on the same day and we started going. And it was, that was really hard to train and have a really busy practice. So there's things like that that come up, and I just try to look at the best and then keep going.
Yeah. Good luck, bad luck, what if, right?
Yeah, who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows?
Yeah, and until you're in practice, you don't know how much energy goes into training.
Yes.
Yeah.
True? Like, you know, when you start the process from looking for someone and then it's a big deal.
Yeah.
You know?
What was what was the saying in the office?
Ours was train or don't complain, which meant if Ron and I would come home and we had a staff who like maybe we were both like, oh my gosh, he made all these mistakes today, or he would come in and go, Mary, we got to get rid of her. Like our thing was train or don't complain, which meant like we couldn't complain to each other, but whoever was complaining the most like had to go in and train her more. And then if they weren't trainable, then our second piece of advice was hire slow, fire fast. And it took us years to do that because we used to hang on and just say, I know she can make it. I know they can make it. And once we got good at that, it was so much easier.
Yeah. So. And I always try to hire really good people. Like my interview is, you know, I try to find, you know, are they a good person? Am I going to enjoy being with them every single day in the practice and working side by side with them? And then we train really well, because that energy is everything and patients can see that too.
Absolutely.
Oh yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I'm flabbergasted. It's just, and you know, what's so cool for me is like, obviously, you know, both Mary and I have three daughters and I just love to see the women in chiropractic come out of school and just kind of really grow. You know, Mary, when you were in practice, you know, when you graduated, what, 10, 15%?
Women, probably 10.
10% women in school. So 1,000 people in school, 100 women, you know, I mean, and it's just so cool to just, you know, watch, you know, yourself step into your power, step into what you're doing and do it how you want to do it and become and make it successful. And I really believe the success comes from because you're doing what you want to do, what's true to your heart, right? What's within there. So I just want to just really acknowledge you, Alicia. And it is so cool. I want to get you to the college here to be able to speak and talk with our students. Cause this is, you know, we always try to bring in some younger, we have a program every Friday that's called our seminar program. And to be able to come in and it's always good to hear from people who are closer to them, you know, in timeline, right? Because they hear someone out for 40 years, be talking about how, you know, the Mercedes 80s and it's not to where they are right now. But I want to just thank you for for really following your heart. You know, I don't know why I'm thanking you to do it, I think the word I want to use is I am very inspired.
Oh, thank you.
And, you know, following your heart, following that innate voice of, you know, I got to go do that. And really making a huge difference, not only in Oklahoma City, but I know that the difference you'll be making in the lives of chiropractors, you know, the more you're on stages and everywhere you're going to be throughout your career. So,
thank you.
And there's a lot of chiropractors that come out and they kind of like, you know, the path is not straight. It's not linear. But it sounds like because you were very intentional, because you, you know, lived your authentic self, that your path just kind of did this. Which
with a few beeps, a
I know, but because of your great perspective on life and how you just handled that and how you looked at everything,
you make it
look easy from the outside, but boy, you can really impact a lot of people by telling your story, which sounds like you are because you're now on stages. Of telling them like how you can do that. Could you imagine how many chiropractors hit a road bump and then either decide not to practice or say, forget it, I'm just going to like do something totally different. And someone like you saying, well, listen, just look at it this way and look at my story, who would go like, oh yeah, I didn't think about that. So that's why I want to see you. I want you to come speak to our students. But if they hit that little lerp in their life, they can think of you and think of your story. So I definitely want to see you at the college.
And I forget about even all the crazy times. People tell me all the time, they're like, I feel like everything has happened to you. And I'm like, it's just preparing me for the next step. Like, it's just preparing me for what's coming.
always. I love it. Well, this is what's coming next. We're going to ask you two questions. We always do this at the end of our Life by Life West. And the two questions, we just want to just have like an innate answer to it. You know, just 30 seconds, whatever hits you. And you'll see, it's very, very, it's painful.
I'll ask the first. I'm thinking at Parker, you had tries, not semesters, right? Or quarters. So if you could, knowing what you know now, if you could go back and speak to yourself, just starting first try in chiropractic school, what advice would you give to yourself?
I think I would give to myself, enjoy it. I feel like I tried to do everything. I was in student senate. I was, you know, started two clubs first try. I would say yes to everything. And I feel like I, you know, I learned so much, but just to enjoy the process and not stress out so much about it would be the big thing.
I love it.
Great.
All right. Second question. Same thing, but now you're Dr. Alaysia and you're going to speak to Dr. Alaysia just starting your practice. Okay. I could say just graduating or just starting your practice. What would you say to her now, knowing what you know now?
I would tell her that it's better than she ever expected. You know,
I love it.
I look at my practice and every day I'm like, this is so much cooler than I ever expected. What I get to do and the people I get to take care of. And people ask me all the time, they're like, how are you doing? I'm like, I'm getting to see a lot of cool people. I just love what I get to do. So I'm very thankful.
Oh, I love it. And that's don't great. Let it get over 50%. We don't want those kids running the practice, right? I love it. Well, thank you. Thank you, Dr. Alaysia. You are really inspiring to me and I'm sure the same to Mary. And
Mary.
Thank you for being you and thank you for being in chiropractic and thank you for you know, just going through everything you went through to get to where you are and the stuff you're going to continue to go through to get to where you're going. Right. I just appreciate you. And like I said, I'm we're both inspired. And so thank you. And thank you for being with us today. It was just wonderful to have you. To our audience, thank you. Thank you for tuning in to our Life by Life West. And, you know, we drop these every other week, the opposite weeks, we drop our Life West Leadership Line. We are having so many views on these things. It's absolutely incredible, but it's because of you sharing these. There's someone who needs to hear Dr. Alaysia, you know, needs to hear this message. So please take it, share it, and we really do appreciate it. But most of all, take something out of this, because there's a lot there. You know, with every bump that we hit in the road, it just makes us go to that place that we can either choose what we want to do. And obviously, Dr. Alicia chose to keep going forward without hesitation and make things happen, though it's not always easy, right? So thank you. Thanks for being with us. Thanks for staying with us, and keep spreading the love and giving to others. These are now podcasts. So you can go just down below. There'll be our podcast channel. You can go and you can, you know, hear us on the podcast while you're driving, whatever you like, or share it with anyone that you'd like to do that with. But most of all, take care of yourselves. Keep loving those around you. Keep loving yourself and keeping your balance, and keep spreading the word of chiropractic. Good. So until we come back at you with another Life by Life West, for myself, Dr. Alicia, and Dr. Mary, we'll bid you adieu and just know that we love and appreciate you.
Thank you for joining us today and for the love, commitment, and passion you emanate every day.
Together, we know we will make this world a better place.